This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everyone.
Bahumia.
Ooh, I like that whisper.
I'm trying to whisper out.
Excuse you all. I'm your dungeon master, Brian Murphy.
Can you hush up? Because Caldwell's whispering.
And I am joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard one, Surefoot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshine Salmon, sweetheart turned sour tart.
Ooh. Oh. Oh, that was very good. I did not see the rhyme coming.
I was going to do Sweetie Gone Sour, but I thought that as I was walking in. But then as we started recording, I was like, sweetheart turned sour tart.
It's really good. I've never heard it before.
I think Melora whispered in my ear.
She did. We are so far off the rails already. Next stop on this train, Caldwell Tanner.
Beverly Togold the Fifth, the Boulder Bester.
Ooh.
BD.
Yeah.
Really good. Had a little time to think about that one,
like
too.
He's really good at bouldering, like climbing
at the gym. Oh, absolutely.
He does a V12. No problem.
V12. That's what I think of when I think of
Old Cobb's
V. Yeah.
And yeah, because he has 12 abs above it. Yeah.
It's like a beautiful arrow.
Yeah, it's like V8, like vegetable juice, but V12, and it's how you get those sexy pelvis lines.
He is definitely on a juice diet.
Totally.
He does not eat solid food.
Just Crick
whiskey, and
carrot
juiced vegetables.
That's why his eyesight's so good.
I feel like the Crick folk would eat just the leaves of celery, but not the stalk.
That's how they all stay so skinny and why they all don't have teeth.
They just lick the dirt off celery.
It's a dirt pop.
Speaking of nutrition, we got to put old Jake Hurwitz on blast here. We have banned ice from the studio. Not allowed because it jingles. It makes too much noise. We spent a lot of time editing this. And
give it up for yourself if you brought an iced coffee.
Clink, clink.
I'm drinking my iced coffee neat. No ice in it. I caught Jake downstairs shoveling ice into his drink out of a bucket with a scooper.
That's right.
He had a scooper. And he tried to cover it up and hide it.
Did you try?
No, it was a joke. It was a joke.
It sounds like you got caught, though.
No, I did. Oh, I did make
Can
a joke.
Can you get caught making a joke?
I was making the ice in earnest.
Okay.
And when I heard Murph coming down, I was like, this is funny. So I pretended to be doing it very secretly and be super shook when I saw him.
To be fair, getting caught making a joke is kind of the Band of Boobs entire deal.
Yeah. Wait, have you considered getting... My dad used to use those cups that you put that like have liquid in the walls of the cup. And you put it in the freezer.
That's smart.
Whoa, I used to drink milk out of that shit, and it'd turn into like a little milkshake at the bottom.
Wow. All right. Okay, fine.
Please send Jake a thermos to the P.O. box. It would be appreciated.
Tweet at Merv, # lift the ice ban. It's inhumane.
Abolish ice.
I wasn't going to say it.
Oh, shit. Merv is # abolish ice. God, did I come out on the podcast as being pro-ice?
Jake loves ice.
Hold on.
Don't clarify. Nobody clarify.
Hold on. Delete your Twitters.
Guys, let's do a recap. So last week, you guys showed up at the Crick, and it was all you could have hoped for and more. There were banjos, youngins playing with fire, and hospitality for days. But as usual, something weren't right.
Nerp.
Your first task was to help Meemaw fight off a freshly transformed frog hemoth that was terrorizing the west side of the Crick near the mysterious evil fog. Balnor, your fighter companion.
Balnor the Brave.
Balnor the Brave, sworn to protect Beverly, was almost eaten, but you saved him with a shenanigan and triumphed over the frog hemoth. You went back to Meemaw's stump and informed her about Maribel being the cause of Crick rot, and Meemaw offered you some advice on how you could possibly beat her by obtaining power from the elements themselves. Meemaw and the Crick elders then led you guys in a ritual, and you were transported to the Elemental Chaos, an untamed world ruled by four elemental titans. You began your journey in the Elemental Chaos by approaching the mountains of the Earth Elemental Titan, where Moonshine almost fell into a crack and died, but luckily she was tied to Beverly.
Can't catch a crick in a crack. That's what they say.
That is very on a good. Lot of pillows at the Crick.
Can't catch a crick in the crack.
Too tricky.
Then after you guys avoided boulders, fissures, and earthquakes, you managed to make your way into the Earth Temple and found the Earth Titan, who was causing all the tremors with the pound of his fist. Hard One matched this pounding with the sound of his woodblock, then announced himself to the Titan and asked for his help. So that's where we are now. You guys are in this crude temple made of rock and clay. There's this giant rock guy in black plate mail with an iron crown sitting atop a throne of stone. The only decorations here are a few torches that give the room a little bit of light, but it's still very dark and cave-like, obviously. And yeah, you guys have just revealed yourself to this dude, and Hard One just asked for help.
There's no, like, posters on the wall or anything?
There is one just super small poster cut out of a Sports Illustrated. But it's so small.
How dank does the air feel?
It's pretty dank. It's pretty Whoa. Cool and dank.
All right.
It's kind Sweet. Of refreshing because you guys have just gone for a run. So being in here in the cool, dank air
feels
Am
good.
Am I thinking there might be some cool fungus Ooh. Sneaking around in these dank crevices?
You know what? This guy might just kill you guys right now.
I know.
Wait, they're still hidden, though,
aren't
they?
They're still hidden. So you guys aren't poking yourselves out yet.
I'm not poking myself out.
Okay. So Beverly, Moonshine, and Ol' Cobb are hidden right now. I believe you guys have Pass Without Trace, so you're pretty well hidden in the darkness of this place. Hard One, you're just out in the open. You've just asked this guy for help. And he laughs, and he goes, "What would I help you for?
Great
you
question.
Should be helping me.
Help you? Okay.
Bow to me." And he pounds his fist. The earth shakes. Do a dexterity saving throw to not fall to your knee.
Hard One hates that the most.
Ooh, that's true. 11.
You fall down to your knees.
Oh, shit. No! That doesn't count.
Yes, that's good. Grovel before me, boy.
Not groveling. I just lost my balance.
Oh, you're groveling. Why are you down there, huh?
I'm a big fan of rocks. Huge fan of rocks. I show him my pickaxe. Look at this dwarven pickaxe. Pretty cool, right? Mm. Dude, I'm starting to do some pickaxe tricks.
like a little devil stick.
You think you could dominate stone? Is that it, boy?
I think I have dominated stone my
entire life. Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Is that right? Would you like to see someone dominate stone?
Let's see what you got.
You see him hold up his hand. First off, his giant rock hand turns into a big rock hammer. He slams his rock hammer hand into the wall, and then a bunch of debris falls from above you onto your head.
Okay.
Yeah, do that. Do that, prick.
You got it. All right, I'm going to swing my pickaxe as hard as I can into the wall.
Okay. Just go ahead and give me a strength check.
Can I cast a spell as he does this?
Sure. What do you want to cast?
I would like to cast Earth Tremor.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so it looks good. Like he did it.
Okay.
I got a 13.
13. Okay. One of you give me a deception check.
Probably Moonshine.
Oh, Ooh. Y'all, that's going to be good. 20, not natural, but...
20, okay. Let me do a wisdom check for this guy. He does pretty good, but not good enough to beat a 20.
Woo!
So, Hard One, pick to the wall, doesn't hit it that hard, At first, the guy starts to laugh, but suddenly the whole temple shakes. And he goes, what? How did you?
I told you, man, I'm the pride of the dwarfenage. The great axe of Iron Deep. I'm
pretty
surprised
good.
You haven't heard of me.
Pretty good.
Does Hardwon know that I cast the spell? Or
he has no idea.
Yeah, Hardwon, do a wisdom throw. You got to beat a 20 to know that you didn't do that.
Actually, I might have. No, wait, how smart am I? Not smart enough, 17.
You think you just did that.
Sure, which so you, is in character for me. For sure.
You pound the wall, the whole room shakes, and he goes, ah, pretty good, not bad.
Moonshine, did you see that?
I'll let him have it.
Wow, Hardwon's so strong. I didn't notice either.
I give you guys...
But I'm really petty with Bev. I'm like, Bev, that was fucking clearly me.
Oh, wow.
Give you guys a silent thumbs up.
Did you inspire Hardwon to do that?
Oh, my God. Oh, Melora.
So this guy looks you up and down and goes, you're stronger than you look, even though you're a little on the small side.
Me?
A little stringy.
I'm not stringy.
You're
have
a little stringy.
You seen my quads?
Yeah. Have you seen my quads? He just holds up these big, boulder-sized quads.
Oh, my quad.
Oh, my quad. Look at those delts.
So, how'd you like to join forces with a stringy little nobody like me?
Well, You're pretty strong for a mortal, I'll give you that much. Tell you what, why don't we do a fair fight? You and I go at it. You beat me, I'll grant you my powers. You lose, you can join my collection. And you see he uses his power over rocks to, like, use telekinesis to move a stone that's carrying a torch. You see he carries it to a different part of the room, and you see all of these warriors and fighters all petrified in stone, all stuck there.
Oh!
You would be a great addition.
Yeah, I am very statuesque. I appreciate that.
You made my temple shake, which makes me mad, but also makes me respect you. I hate you, but I respect you.
I like you, and I respect you. I've got a lot of respect for rocks, and especially guys that can control rocks. And, hell, if you want to battle me, I guess, just can you give me the lay of the land here? What's this battle going to entail?
Okay, well, he stands up, and he goes, all right, I'm a sporting man. I like a fair fight. So, basically... This temple is magical, and I control it. I'll get one lair action, and then I'll attack on my turn. Other than that, pretty much just your standard boss fight type of stuff.
Wow, it's so meta.
I'm going to turn to my comrades.
Moonshine, you want to rapport spores?
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah. Okay, I rapport spores, and I'm like... If you want to do it, like, I can try to buff you. He might sense out me casting spells on him, but I can do my best.
Yeah, why don't you try and take him one-on-one, and if things go south, we can jump in and drag him back north.
Okay, but what do y'all think about me trying to cast Ray of Enfeeblement on him ahead of time?
Sounds good. I'm going to throw you a Shield of Faith at the same time.
Woo! Cobb.
Old Cobb looks at this giant rock god guy and goes, I mean... If you think you could take him, brother.
I gotta think this rock god is using strength, and that's what Ray of Enfeeblement goes after.
All right, sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it.
So Hardwon, meanwhile, is just staring stoically at this rock guy, just nodding as if he's like going over the rules, and this guy goes, so we'll do it in the temple. Now, obviously, I don't want to destroy my own temple so the earthquakes won't be as bad as outside, but I will be utilizing the power of rocks.
I love how into logistics you are, man.
Here's what I would like to do. I would like to cast infestation as a distraction and just have like a bunch of cockroaches run across the floor, not on him, just like have them run across the floor while I and then immediately cast Ray of Enfeeblement on him to try to distract him.
It's like sleight of hand.
Okay. It's getting so dicey. Go ahead. You're starting with infestation. So just making some bugs appear.
Yeah.
Okay. So do that, then make a deception check, and I'll see if he notices you.
Okay. 17.
17. Okay. Okay. He did not get enough to catch on to you.
Okay.
So tell me what's happening. So bugs come out first.
Oh, shit. Actually, this is kind of bad.
What?
This is going to be obvious. It's a black beam of innervating energy spring. Can I make myself invisible and then cast?
No, because if you do that, you'll be uninvisible. You come out of invisibility.
Wait, is this just to cast Ray of Enfeeblement?
Yeah.
Oh, I
might just.
Well, can't
I
you
just
cast it from his shadow so he wouldn't see it? Why don't you just cast it from his back?
Oh my god, can I sneak to his shadow?
Jesus, this is getting so dicey. So the bugs came out. He's looking at the bugs and going, oh, weird. I didn't command those cockroaches to come out. The hell are they doing here?
Oh, nasty place you have here.
And then I'd like to sneak into
okay,
his shadow.
Okay, do another stealth check.
Just go right up his butt.
Okay. Mm. With advantage, that's going to be 17.
17.
Oh, no, nope.
You're also pass without trace.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be 13. Oh, with so 23.
Okay. You do successfully sneak behind him without... He's just looking at these bugs. He goes,
all right, well, that's kind of weird. Normally I have, like, beetles and shit that I can command here. Hey. I don't know what these guys are doing. Hey, get the fuck out of here. And he just...
Hard one starts kicking him. Don't worry, I got him.
That's good.
All right, so shall we get into it, me and you?
Yeah, sweet. By the way, a lot of mutual respect here, so let's... I'm not going to go too hard on you. You don't go too hard on
okay,
me, huh?
I just made my ranged spell attack, and it is a 25.
25 is going to hit.
Okay, on a hit, the target deals only half damage with weapon attacks that use strength until the spell ends. At the end of the target's turn, it can make a constitution saving throw against the spell. On a success, the spell ends.
Okay.
I want to go ahead and throw on Shield of Faith, the hard one.
Okay, so you guys fully get a surprise round. Obviously, this man is going to know that he was just shot in the back. So go ahead and do Shield of Faith on hard one.
All right.
So what is that, plus two AC to hard one?
Yes.
Okay. That's
it. That puts me at 20. You know what, by the way? Fuck it. Let's just go ham. Don't hold back. No holds bars.
So Moonshine successfully sneaks behind him. Didn't really need to use the bugs. She's already got past without trace. But this guy looks at the bugs. Suddenly he gets shot in the back by this ray of enfeeblement. It hits. And he goes, ah, treachery! Where is your honor? Where's this little bug-sending snake? That's where the cockroaches came from! She turns around at you, Moonshine.
I melded to stone!
You just shot him in the back. You got your AC stuff. Everybody roll initiative.
All right. You should sneak inside him and give him, like, stone diabetes by destroying his liver.
He just rolled a nat 20 on his initiative.
It's a natural 3 for me.
I rolled an unnatural 5. Meaning I rolled a natural 1.
Y'all, it may be time for that spectral pawpaw to come out.
Well, Cobb got an 18. This is going to be me playing by myself for a bit. So, this elemental was just shot in the back while he was ironing out the details with Hard One. He is super, super pissed.
I don't care how many little friends you have sneaking around with you. I'm just going to clobber the one in front of me.
And he charges at Hard One.
By the way, you had beetles and shit, so it's only fair that I have some friends.
You'll see how many beetles I have, you little fuck.
So his first attack hits for 9, rounded down to 4 because of the Raven Feebleman. He attacks again.
Why is this so much weaker than usual?
He gets a 21 to hit.
Maybe the bugs.
And he does 5 damage to you.
So 9 total.
And then he's going to...
Oh, how you doing? Oh, no.
He's going to try to power out of his enfeeblement.
I am too strong to be enfeebled.
That really did hurt a little bit.
And he successfully overcomes the ray.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
It was nice for a round, though.
Damn. Yeah.
And then at the end of his turn on initiative 20... The temple does some funky stuff.
Yeah.
And so he goes,
you think you command bugs, witch? Just wait until you see what I have in store for you.
And you see the mummy style. A bunch of beetles start crawling out all of the rocks.
Scarabs?
And scarabs, dude. Hell yeah, scarabs.
Aw, damn.
And I guess the only one you can see right now is Hard One. So the scarabs fucking crawl all over you, Hard One.
Oh.
They tickle.
Hard One, do a constitution saving throw. You got to beat an 18.
Well, of course I didn't do that.
So you fail. So these scarabs crawl all over you and bite you for 25.
This is so disheartening.
25?
Oh,
wow.
Jesus Christ, I'm down ones. Then.
Are you really?
What?
Yeah. 25?
You guys, you gotta strategize.
25.
Hard one goes down.
I thought he was gonna parlay more.
Jesus. Old Cobb runs out from behind the shadow.
Oh boy, man, I thought maybe you might have trouble with this one, but I didn't think it would be this bad.
He shoots at him, and Old Cobb is gonna hit. This dude is resistant to non-magic damage, though, so Old Cobb's only gonna do 4 damage on his first hit, and he misses on his second shot, but he is gonna use one of his 3 times a day bonus action, extra d10 of damage. So he does a total of 6 damage to the elemental, who is still looking very healthy.
Of course.
That is Moonshine's turn.
Oh, this is not good.
Not a great start, no.
No,
let's stumble out the gate.
Okay, I think I'm just going to hit him and then with my bonus action, cast Healing Spirit and create the Spectral Pawpaw.
Wait, you're going to attack, like, physically?
But I'm casting Healing Spirit.
Got it.
But that's a bonus action, so I still do have an action.
Okay.
So I might as well hit him.
So you're just going to swing your scimitar? Okay.
I'm going to bravely, boldly wield my scimitar. Watch me crit, bitch. No, I'm not going to hit him.
Watch me crit, bitch. What did you roll?
Does a 10 hit?
What did you roll? You rolled a 10.
A 5.
Watch me crit, bitch. Does a 10 hit? That's the new t-shirt. It does not hit.
But the more important thing is, as my bonus action, I create Spectral Pawpaw, and I'm going to do it at a fucking higher level. Oh, wait. Can I cast the Healing Spirit where Hardwon is?
What is the language of it?
Okay. Until the spell ends, whenever you are a creature you can see moves into the spirit space for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, you can cause the spirit to restore 1d6 hit points to that creature.
Cool. If it's just somebody needs to start their turn or enter it for the first time, I'll say that the spirit can bring Hardwon back. I'm casting it
at third level.
Okay.
So it's 2d6.
Okay. So a spectral pawpaw suddenly pops up where Hardwon was. Mother, I am back.
Papa, giveth thy milk to Hardwon.
Papa, teabag Hardwon. Teabag yes. Him with your nipple.
Yes, mother. Drink from my milk, my friend.
Milk splashing into my beard.
8 hit points.
8. Okay, 8 hit points. So Hardwon, you bounce back up.
All right.
So I get back to 8?
You're back to 8.
You and your ghostly rat are tougher than I thought.
I'm actually still pretty fucked up, man.
Just remember I swung at you. You know, you can come after me too.
Were there more bugs that scratched my back? I think there's a mosquito in here.
That is actually Hardwon's turn.
Oh, hey. Shit.
Yeah.
You know, just so you know, this isn't exactly a fair fight. We were all pretty tired. So if you win, congrats.
There's like 6 of you.
All right.
There's a giant ghost rat.
You talk about honor. It's a little bit lame that you're fighting for unhealthy people and you're using bugs. But tell you what.
We went over the stipulations at the beginning.
I honestly didn't know that a rest was on the table, but. Tell you what, though. Fuck you. That's
nice
24 to hit.
24 to hit hits.
9.
9 damage. Cool. And you do magic damage with your axe. Don't say the axe's name because that's the safe word and you will be transported out of the elemental chaos.
No.
Oh, no.
Strike true.
Strike true, G.
G money. I'm going to swing again.
Great.
21.
21 hits.
18.
Dang!
Ooh.
Alrighty.
And now I'll use my second wind. That's where I get some of my HP back.
Yep. So it's just a D10 plus 6. Cool. So you can go ahead and recover. You swing into this dude, do big damage, knock a couple rocks away from this construct. That is your turn, Bev.
Alright. Finally, everyone's doing great. I probably don't need to cast this, but just in case... I'm going to cast Aid, which bolsters my ally's toughness and resolve. Choose up to 3 creatures within range. Each target's hit point maximum and current hit points increase by 5 for the duration.
Cool. So you guys get 5 hit points.
And your max goes up by 5
Great.
For the next 8 hours.
That is back up to the elemental. And he says,
"You know what we say in the rock business?"
Oh boy, here we go.
I worked in a mine my whole life. I think the slogan must have escaped me.
When they pop back up, you just knock them back down.
Never heard that one. And it's not that catchy.
Why would rocks be popping back up? They don't have lives.
Is there somebody else here?
Just me. You're only fighting me.
I thought it was just the three of you. Four of you.
He gets 19 to hits. That's actually not going to hit you, I think, with the plus two.
Okay. Yeah.
Way to go. Thanks, buddy.
He takes a second swing. And he is actually, that's 18 hit. That's also not going to hit you.
I'm looking pretty spry now, aren't I?
For now.
And this is without a rest, because you don't play by the rules.
This is,
you never established that. You don't play fair.
You're making me angry.
And he stomps on the ground,
and the
entire temple shakes as debris from the ceiling falls down on you, hard one. Go ahead and give me a dexterity saving throw.
I rolled a nat one.
Okay.
But I'm going to expend one of my lucky points.
Okay. Smart. Smart. Good call.
Cool. And that time I got a 7.
A 7. That is not good enough.
I didn't hard think it would
one.
Be.
Big swings.
You take, oh my god, I just rolled 3d6s and got 3 sixes. You take 8 damage and you're crushed by a boulder pinned under it.
Perfect. 8 damage?
18.
18. Oh, yeah. That
makes more down?
Sense. No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you're down because you're under a boulder, but you're still
I'm down
alive.
In that sense.
Yeah.
So a giant boulder falls from the ceiling and crushes Hard One to the floor. Hard One, you are prone with a giant rock on top of you. That is Ol Cobb's turn. Your brother, Ol Cobb, is going to run over and try to push it off.
Hey, man, this kind of isn't my bag, but I'm going to try to lift this for you, man.
Oh, hell yeah. Ol Cobb rolls a 19.
Yeah.
He fucking runs over and drop kicks it.
You know what they say about stone?
What?
What do they say about stone?
When it pops up, you knock it back down.
Yeah.
Good saying. Did you make that up?
I did. Did you guys see me hit the cave wall before? It shook the whole fucking thing.
It's pretty good. Pretty
good. Good job, Hard One.
That is Moonshine Stern.
Okay. I'd like to, with my bonus, have Papa squirt out some more milk onto Hard One because he's already in
so
there.
So it's not a bonus action. Just on Hard One's turn, he can get more HP back. So Hard One, go ahead and add more HP.
Sweet.
What is it, a D8?
It's 2d6s because I cast the third level.
2d6s. Okay, so Ol Cobb is going to do that.
Two fives, baby.
And your
Ol Cobb
is
going to do that as well because he's there pulling the rock off of Hard One. He entered the space.
Ooh, Papa.
Yeah, Spectral five, yeah. Papa. Drink from my milk, brother. Suck in my teat.
Moonshine, does he get more nipples since it's a higher level spell?
Yeah, he does.
They just get thicker.
He's also got some on the. He's got a couple on the back.
Oh. His eyes are nipples.
I love this sweet, sweet crick cuisine.
Drink from my back. That is Moonshine's turn.
Okay, then I'm going to look at him and be like, you know what they say about stone? Since we all got something to say about stone today. You got to fight stone with stone. And then I make earth erupt from him.
What? I don't remember commanding this.
Whoa, did you fart, dude?
Do you have diarrhea?
Maybe, I don't know.
And then he does a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, 18.
Ah, he so passes, but he still takes half damage.
Okay.
Of 21.
Okay, so he takes 10 damage.
That's great.
And he looks like he has diarrhea.
Yeah, a couple. As he shakes, the construct loses a couple pebbles out of his butt, and it looks like he just took a little poop.
Oh, gross,
I didn't poop.
Dude.
I don't poop.
That's uncool.
Hey, wait! She shook the earth. Did you not really do that before?
No. What are you talking about? We can all shake the earth. We're all super powerful.
It looked like a little wiener hit. It was a wiener hit.
It was not.
I knew it.
You shit your pants, man.
I didn't shit. I am not wearing pants.
If you need to take like a bathroom break, we can all just.
I don't need to take a bathroom break. Remember, at the end of this, I still need to grant you my power. So why don't you stop being jerks?
I don't even know if I want it anymore.
I know. Your power to what? Shit yourself?
Yeah.
Can I also stage dive into the spectral pawpaw area?
Yes. Yes, okay. You absolutely can.
Oh, pawpaw. Mm. Oh, wow. It tastes even better. I think
nutty.
I got a strawberry nipple. Yeah.
Yes, mother.
Neapolitan nipples.
You have given me life, and now I give you my milk. My milk of life.
I like that none of us think this is weird.
I have to be honest, I'm a little uncomfortable.
Just go with it. Go with it, Cobb.
That is Hard One's turn.
Am I allowed to glance at Bev's amulet right now, too?
Yes.
Oh, get it.
I forgot about the amulet.
Yep. Yeah, we gotta do all the healing we can.
Yeah, what do I get for
half,
glancing?
Half hit dice plus your constitution modifier.
Ooh, great. Ooh, ooh, Ammy, Ammy, come get some whammy, whammy. Ooh, ooh, Ammy, Ammy.
You're doing the amulet dance?
Yeah, it's amulet dance.
How could we forget?
I'm getting healthier and healthier.
I just realized amulet sounds like a tiny version of something.
Like a tiny omelet.
An amulet omelet?
Oh, yummy. That's what an egg is.
I feel bad hitting a guy with diarrhea, but I guess...
I don't have diarrhea.
If you need to take a break...
I don't defecate!
At any point. I probably won't, though. That's 13.
13. He just slaps you in the face when you come near him. He stiff arms you, right. And he makes you look like a real tool.
Ow. Yeah, you're probably feeling lighter on your feet.
You suck. He pops you in the
shit
face.
Shit a bunch. Ow, my face. Hold up.
You got bit by bugs before, dude.
20 to hit.
20 to hit hits.
Great. I'm rock and I'm wearing armor.
10 damage.
10 damage, okay.
I'm going to use my action surge here.
Okay, good call.
Keep on hitting him. If you need to take a bathroom break, just let us know.
I don't. Those are pebbles.
25.
25 to hit, that hits.
Why do they smell so bad then?
Just because it's musty in here. I like it musty.
16 damage.
Jesus, you hurt him.
Great.
Ow.
Say the word and you can take
you
a break.
Hurt my feelings.
Aw, do you feel bad?
I do.
All right. Yes, 18. But that is...
18 to hit?
27 to hit.
27, yes, absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely.
11 damage.
Jeez. Okay. He's starting to look pretty fucked up.
Okay, alrighty. Okay, that feels good.
Starting to feel a little fucked up.
He's so literal.
Well, maybe we can reason with him if he gets weak.
You have too many friends.
And we could use another.
You can never have too many friends.
Oh, that's a good call. And we could use another.
Sir Rock Lord, would you like some of this nipple?
Shut up.
Beverly, it's your turn.
All right. I come out singing and I say, when you're battling a titan and he gets a little frightened diarrhea, I guarantee
you. I guarantee you.
That song sucks. You suck, kid. Your amulet dance sucked.
Verdict's still out. I cast Protection from Evil and Good on Hard One.
Okay.
Which, the way it works, it's a concentration spell, and one willing creature is protected against certain types of... creatures, aberrations, celestials, elementals, fey, fiends, and undead.
So you cast that, but Shield of Faith breaks, so your AC is down, but now he has disadvantage on attacks against you.
Great.
Cool.
Cool.
Oh, that- and also I activate my, my whetstone.
Okay. You ignite Hard Shine. Now it glows with green energy. You can reroll your twos. That is the elemental's turn. The elemental is proud and pissed, and he swings his hammer hand at Hard One with disadvantage.
You're still weenie enough for me to hit ya.
I love how friends can razz each other.
He whiffs big time. And he takes a second swing. You know what? Moonshine's up in that mix. He'll go,
you know what, never mind. I'm just going to swing at this person who just stage dived in.
Oh, yeah, you like that?
Moonshine, why'd you get so close?
I used to go to clubs.
He does hit you.
That's fine. I can take it. I've been buffing.
That is,
I think,
11 damage.
I take it like a woman.
Moonshine, you didn't make the cave shake before, did you?
No, Hard One, that was all you.
All right, cool, I thought so.
You guys want to see someone make the cave shake?
Oh, not anymore, Lord, man, it's
not
old.
Really?
He turns his other fist into a hammer and swings both hands down on the ground and cracks the earth. There's a giant fissure. Ol' Cobb, Moonshine, and Hard One, go ahead and give me dex saving throws.
You know, you could have a pretty good construction business if you wanted to.
20.
No, I was going to say, I bet you're 20? Never even...
Oh. Okay, you're good. Moonshine, what'd you get?
I don't think it's good. I don't think it's going to make it. 12?
Are they within my aura?
Yes, I would say you're hey, up in the mix now.
Add 4 to that.
16.
You guys all save. You jump out of the way of the crack.
Oh,
I extend my aura. It feels like your face is covered with grease and acne for a brief moment.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I like to think of your aura as like teenager who's started to like sweat and smell but doesn't know how to take care of it yet. Just it's like just, a little teenage stink.
It's just teen stank. Yeah, that's my aura.
Oh, is this the cave smell? What is that? I feel more dexterous, but I feel weird about it.
Smells like teen spirit. Part starts playing.
You gotta fight dank with dank.
You're all so dexterous, I hate it.
That is Ol' Cobb's turn. Ol' Cobb can't do much. He's just gonna shoot twice. And he hits once. 4, 10 damage, rounded down to 5. And that is Moonshine's turn.
I'd like to take out the green teen gift bag.
Wait, what?
I'm so sorry. I think one of the reasons we got into this fight is because we didn't say we came to bring you a gift.
What is this bullshit?
Ah, fuck it. I'm gonna cure wounds. Hard one. I'll do a second level cure wounds.
Okay. Hey, there's bottled water in there.
Yeah, you see, he peeks in and sees that there's a little bit of trail mix, a little bottle of water, a little leaf set that tells you what kind of leaf it is, a little book that tells you what kind of berries are safe to eat, and that's it.
That's super useful.
I know what kind of berries are safe to eat. I don't even need to eat.
From the looks of your diarrhea,
I'm an elemental.
Like bad diet.
Hard one. I'm sorry. I rolled so poorly, so I'm only giving you a 10.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, hard one. That's your turn.
Oh, but I can also take some pawpaw.
Got it. Okay.
No action required.
Okay, great. So
I'm gonna take a shot of pawpaw's nipples too.
Yes. Drink as fast as you can, friend.
Slurp, slurp. Bottoms up. Here's to another crazy weekend. A D6 plus what?
It's two D6s. Oh, great.
She cast it at a
plus
higher
nothing.
Level. This milk is sweeter than usual and chunkier.
Do you really need to gyrate when you
full
when you
of
just
nutrients,
it?
Little Beverly.
That is true.
Feel free to join our team at any time. I'm going to swing my axe at him.
Yeah, I shout up at the Titan. You want some of this milk? Have you ever had milk?
I don't drink.
Aw, buddy, you got to get in on milk.
I rolled a 4, but I'm going to re-roll. Use another one of my lucky points.
Okay.
Hey, everyone, this guy's never drank milk.
That's, you know, that explains his complexion.
That's a 27.
Seriously.
I'm going to kill you all.
13.
13 damage?
Yep.
Dang, he's right hurt.
Ooh, this is good to know.
I'm going to swing one more time.
You just got to survive a couple more rounds.
23.
Yes, that hits.
Oh, we haven't even sicked young Bev on him yet.
Nope.
11.
Yeah, I've been over here casting support.
11
oh,
damage.
Oh, young yep. Bev's going to step up to the plate.
Dang, okay. He's quite hurt. Bev, that is your turn.
Rerolling ones and twos.
I'm going to cast Hold Person.
Okay.
It's a second level. The way it works is target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or be paralyzed for the duration. Figured he's not that smart.
He rolled very poorly.
Hooray!
Okay.
So he's paralyzed?
So he's paralyzed.
Okay. All right, that's enough of that. I'm going to keep you locked up. That can't feel good, huh? Can't feel great.
He can't speak while he's paralyzed.
Okay, well, wink.
Oh, yeah.
Wink, blink one time for yes, two times for no.
Are his eyelids paralyzed?
You see, he's just shaking with fury at the end of his turn, because his turn is next. He tries
Bev,
to get out.
Maybe explain to him that you paralyzed him.
And
so
he rolls a 19.
Yeah.
He breaks the spell, and then he's going to use the cave action because he can't do his attacks this turn. You see another swarm of insects comes out at Hard One.
I hate
it.
These fucking bugs.
Oh, no, they're coming
scarabs coming out.
Not again.
Scarabs!
All you do is fight with bugs.
Bugs are great!
They suck.
Roll a constitution saving throw,
Hard One is right. Bugs are very important to the ecosystem.
I feel bad, but I'm giving them all cute names as I see them running up his thighs.
I'm going to use my last lucky point to try to not get eaten by these bugs. I think. No, you know what? Fuck it.
Well, are you about to go down?
Well, depends. They fucking killed me maybe for 23 last
yeah,
time. They're pretty bad.
Big scarabs. They're meaty.
All right. I definitely saved that time. That was that's 23.
Okay, so you only take half damage.
I'm like shouting facts about the scarabs at Hard One. Those are emperor scarabs. It's a subspecies.
Thanks, bud.
You're able to move
Don't
out of
Don't you mean
the...
thanks, bug?
You move out one? Of the way of some of the pincers because of Beverly's advice. So it would have been 19 damage, but it's just half, so you're just going to take 9 damage.
All right.
And that is back around to old Cobb, who's just going to shoot at him twice. I'll do this quick. He actually hits him both times. That is 20 total damage divided by 2, so 10. This dude is super fucked up. Moonshine, it's your
turn. Seems like such a redneck YouTube video, just like a hick shooting at a rock.
I love shooting at rocks. Reminds me of my childhood.
Bugs flying around everywhere. Rocks and beetles.
I guess I'm just gonna. Oh, I don't have my chill touch. Oh yes, I do still have chill touch. I'm just gonna chill touch him.
Okay.
I think it's gonna be better than my regular attack. I'm just saying. I want to be like, you ever seen one of these before?
Yes, I fought hundreds of people.
Yeah, it's a pretty basic cantrip, honestly. Yeah. I probably shouldn't have been so audacious.
I think that guy tried to use it. He points to a petrified stone man with a robot.
Yeah, okay, well, he probably didn't have a cool spell to use, and his friends didn't need to be healed, so, Oh, nat 20! Okay, so that's going to be 3d8, right? So it's 2d8?
Well, our house rule is we allow crits on spells, so just double the damage. So
do
4d8s.
Oh, you're fucking it. You're gonna kill him.
Wait, is it plus my...
In this house, we do double crits.
Oh, hell yeah.
22
damage on a chill touch. You fucking smack these rocks apart. They scatter.
Yo, I just took your life with a chill touch.
This dude.
Death by cantrip.
Spectral hand goes right through him. You see he explodes and scatters into a bunch of different rocks. You hear an echo. No! Video game style, just light coming out of him as he explodes into a bunch of different rocks.
Okay, so now we gotta go around and collect those rocks, put them back together, get them to reason with
us. Yeah,
you know what they say about stone.
Is his head still bouncing around?
No, he has burst into little pebbles, but after you guys wait for like a beat and catch your breath, you see the rocks begin to reform, and he comes back, not as built as before, like a little smaller.
Kind of like Groot.
Yeah. He's baby Groot Rock.
All right, Daz. You beat me.
Look at you.
You've dominated the earth itself.
I scoop him.
You scoop him up.
Oh, this is so humiliating.
I'm not so small now, am I?
No.
Can I just say, I'm so sorry to have killed you with a cantrip. That feels so disrespectful.
It was honestly, I am nearly a god.
Papa, come over here and give this baby some milk.
All right, well, you've dominated the earth itself, and you've earned my respect. Step forward, he or she who would receive my blessing, the vitality of earth.
And he jumps down from your scoop, and he slams his fist down, and it makes the tiniest little tremor.
I'm good.
Yeah, what's the vitality of Earth? Is that what's that entail?
If you don't want my gift, leave this temple.
No, well, we're fucking with you. Who should take Earth?
It
seems like we're just all gonna get one.
I'm assuming that's what should happen.
I like the idea of me being the mountain man.
Yeah,
does fit.
So, I think you should take it.
All right, I appreciate it, guys. I was angling for it. You want it? Nobody? Nobody? Okay.
Do you want my blessing or not, you prick?
Scoop him back up. Hey, I have nothing but respect for my fallen foes. I'd love your blessing.
All right. Come here, you dickhead.
He puts his hand.
It's a little razzing between friends. I give him a tiny noogie.
I'm going to be big again soon, and if you come back here, I'll kill you. Well, I mean, now you're my champion, so I kind of like you. Yeah. A little razzing between friends. This ain't so bad.
Give me a noogie.
Yeah. I'm going to call you Soft Rock.
Thank you.
So, hard one. A rock wall begins to form around you, and then the stones break into pebbles and attach themselves to your skin. For a split second, Beverly and Moonshine, you see Hardwon's skin kind of turns to liquid as the pebbles are absorbed into his body.
Ouch, 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 ouch. Much like the scarabs.
That's exfoliating.
He looks like a stone golem with hard gray skin and a body twice the size as it was before. Finally, Hardwon's appearance reverts to normal, but Hardwon, you feel physically tougher. Like your skin itself has gotten thicker and like stone. Your AC and your con have each gone up by one.
Oh. All right.
Dope.
That's our stocky guy.
Yo. What's your AC at now?
19, baby.
Oh, that feels good.
That's going to be really miserable to poop out, though.
So that makes my constitution 16.
Your con modifier goes up to 3 if it just went to 16.
Hell yeah.
Cool. So that that means you also get plus 1 HP for each of your levels because your con modifier has gone up.
Wow.
So your max HP goes up. Hard one, you feel fucking tougher than you ever have.
Yep.
And this guy goes,
this is not my full power, but someday you can call on me in your time of need, and I will grant you all of my power.
Awesome. This won't give me diarrhea like you have, will it? I'm fucking with you, buddy. Okay.
He gives you the predator handshake, but his hand is so tiny. Yeah.
Now that you, Soft Rock, are my champion, you may all spend the night in my temple if you would like. All
right.
Oh, Melora. I just get to my knees and go to sleep.
Moonshine's already in bed.
Might have a bed somewhere. Oh. Yeah.
No, it's just rocks here.
One big rock.
Just to warn you, I can get up to a lot of trouble, so I hope I don't disturb you. He starts hopping around, but they're just the tiniest little tremors because he's a little baby.
I rustle awake, and I'm like, did someone put a quarter in the bed? It's shaking a little bit.
Papa's just...
We had a sharper image.
Beverly is a little too excited by the vibrations.
Okay, Bev, sleep on your back.
Yep, ahead of you. I'm just going to go ahead and put my backpack on top of me.
Good.
Hey, we're in a temple. No need to pitch a tent. Hey, guys.
Oh, keep it alight. God, I love it.
Still got it.
Hey, yeah, I'm so hurt.
Let's rest up, buddy.
All right.
Get that vicious bee back in full force.
Okay, so you guys probably hang out for a couple hours, kind of prepare for the next day. You go to bed when it hits night, and you guys wake up when the sun rises, and you see this dude is already full size, sitting back on his throne again.
Wow, you're way less cute.
Yeah, well, you
very
know,
formidable.
It takes a second to get back to my full form.
How'd you bulk up so quick? Do you have a routine?
Yeah, I just call rocks to come join me, and then, here, check it out.
Okay.
You see more pebbles join him, and he gets ever so slightly bigger.
Whoa.
Do you notice a difference? You notice a difference?
I do.
If I do it for hours, I get a lot bigger.
Right in the glutes, too.
I grab a pebble off him and watch it, like, fly back, and then I pull it off again.
Oh!
Oh, sorry! Oh, sorry!
No!
Quit picking him, Bev!
Defend me, champion!
I flick Bev's ear. How much damage does he take?
Do a strength check on that ear flick.
The flick is a D12.
Yours are sensitive.
Oh, I crit on the flick, actually.
Oh, you crit on that flick!
This is another chill touch all over again.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up, they are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Before I stock my spells for the day.
Oh yeah.
Where to next, fellas? You got something in mind?
Actually,
are you thinking water, air?
Maybe we should ask a local, see if they have any opinion.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Very nice.
Where do people go for brunch around here?
Somewhere where that's not going to have a line.
I just eat rocks, so I'm not a popular guy who gets invited to brunch.
All right, follow-up question.
So, who sucks around here?
Oh, I hate my brother and my sisters. I hate them both. Both. Three of them. Shit.
But if you had to pull one over on one of them, like, who's the biggest dum-dum or weakling or...
Well, she thinks she's really smart, but I can help you reach my sister in the sky.
And you see he pounds the ground with two mighty boulder fists, and the ground starts shaking beneath you guys. Suddenly, giant rocks begin sprouting from the ground and piling themselves on top of each other, leading you guys higher and higher and higher. You see the top of the temple comes apart. It just crumbles. The rocks fall to the side. You guys brace yourself as a mountain is literally built underneath you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, cool. And when the tremors finally stop, you guys are hundreds of feet in the air on this peak.
Can I roll to see?
That was some productive diarrhea.
Hard One's just waving his hand in his nose. Okay.
It's real dank rocks.
Yeah, so you guys are up in this peak. You hear from the temple down below,
"Good luck, my champion! Do me proud!"
I will.
"I hate the air the most! She's so cocky! She thinks she's smart! But I'm smart!
You're whip smart. You're the smartest guy I ever met."
"Hey, thanks! You know, they say they call people dumb as rocks, and I find that offensive!"
"Same, man."
"Good!
Got nothing but respect for rock."
"All right!"
"Rock beats everything."
"Hell yeah! That's how I play rock, paper, scissors, man! Anyway, I'm gonna go sit on my throne and make the earth move!"
"Later."
"Peace!"
The altitude makes Bev vomit.
Yeah, so you guys are up on this peak now. The wind is whipping around you. There's thunder, lightning, cyclones. You're just up in the open here amidst this terrible storm. So you guys see about 200 feet in front of you are a series of small floating platforms, only enough room for one of you on there. They're white and marbled. The platforms are arranged in a square, 3x3, all 200 feet apart. The only place that a platform is missing is directly in the middle. So there's basically one row of three platforms, then a row of two platforms, then a row of three platforms in the back. They're all equal distance apart, again, 200 feet. So below these platforms are the mountains, and the Earth Elemental did raise the mountains to bring you guys up with the peak, but it is not a safe distance. If you fall off the platforms, you'll fall anywhere from 40 to 100 feet before hitting the rocks and having to climb back up.
No big deal.
Directly.
That's not afraid of falling anymore.
So past this floating platform grid is the Temple of the Sky. You see a giant floating open air platform with pillars holding up an intricate gold roof with a tornado shaped dome on top. It almost looks like St. Basil's Cathedral with the onion shaped dome. And there's a cyclone of wind going nuts inside the temple.
Yo, I can't help but respect this woman. That is decor.
Yeah.
directly above you guys, about 30 feet, is a glowing green sphere. And there is an identical one in the Temple of the Sky. So you guys are on top of this mountain peak at the same height as these platforms that are about 200 feet away. Suddenly, a strong gust of wind blows down from the direction of the platforms at you. And you have to hang on as to not be blown away. It lasts for about 10 seconds, then it calms down a bit, but the wind is still very strong. So instead of dealing with like east, west, north, south, just to make this simple, we'll say right now the air is blowing down and the platforms are up.
Okay.
But then there's this green glowing orb straight above us.
And there's a
feet.
Green glowing orb straight above us.
Oh, that might be kind of like an air, like a speed bullet train.
Yeah. And who's good at driving shit? That's Bev. Toss him.
Oh yeah, I've got my permit and everything. How high up is the orb?
30 feet.
All right, shall we? Should we totem pole and see if we can reach the orb?
Yeah. I think we totem pole.
What?
And then have Bev climb up on top.
Absolutely not.
I didn't think
okay,
he was going to let us
do enough,
it.
Fair enough. 30 feet.
What about Misty Step?
30 feet? Though? Couldn't we?
Yeah, I'll Misty Step up there.
Should I tie a rope to each of us so in case the orb goes out of control, he could...
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right, let's rope. I do that.
They were like an Everest expedition. We're like...
Or like kindergartners on a field trip. Just tie
definitely
them
that.
Okay, so you guys tie a rope around Bev and then you're sending him up?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to see how high you can toss me first?
A hard one tosses him.
How high does he get?
Do a strength check. If you roll a nat 20, I'll let you throw him straight up 30 feet. Actually, the wind is whipping up here. Do you want to throw young Bev?
No, I don't. But I did roll pretty well.
Cool. You start to throw him up, and the wind just starts to pick him up, and you have to grab him by the foot.
Actually,
the strength of your mind took over.
I was parasailing for a second. Okay, yeah. I'll Misty Step up to the orb and try and, bat
so,
it.
Bev, you misty step over this green orb, and you're in the air, falling down towards this floating orb.
I pull out my umbrella so I can glide.
Mary Poppins style.
You pull out an umbrella, it turns inside out. What
Off
are you doing?
Off of Poppins style. I'm going to just...
Pop.
You do still have the rope around you.
Can I just kind of slap the orb?
Okay. Bev, as you fall down, you slap the orb. Suddenly, the orb turns red and begins blowing you towards the platform. The wind direction changes to up. But you guys have him tied up?
Should I untie him?
Hard one. Oh, no. It's time for some podcasting.
So are we all going to fly out?
I don't know.
I think reel me in. Reel me in, please.
Oh, but I mean, this seems like what we want to do. We want to blow towards the platforms.
I think so.
Yeah, but maybe with a little more precision.
All right, fine. I'll start reeling him back
cool.
in.
Cool. So you reel him in. So
wait,
it was
I
this.
Fly
it was
like a kite just for a few seconds.
Yeah, this strong gust of wind comes out. Bev, you are flying like a kite, floating in the air.
I extend my cape so that I can kind of flying squirrel for a bit.
It's beautiful. Bev is flying like a kite through the air. The wind dies down. It's this gust that just lasts for like 10 seconds towards the platform. And then it settles. The wind is still blowing in that direction, but it's much more subtle now. And you guys are able to pull Bevan.
Okay, so it seems like we can use the wind to jump from platform to platform.
Cool.
Very cool.
We can use the wind to jump from platform to platform. Aren't we 200 feet from a platform?
Yes.
So...
Oh, so you're suggesting that we...
We use it to propel us. I take a... I want to wait for the next gust.
Okay, how often do the gusts come?
There's no gust right now. Shoot at the orb.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
So Olcob shoots the sphere, and it turns white. And suddenly, there's a gust of wind blowing you guys left.
Left.
And Olcop braces himself.
Yeah, we brace.
Okay. All right, brace, brace, brace.
Brace, 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 brace. Okay, let's experiment a little bit. I got two things I'd like to try.
Okay.
They call them cantrips, but sometimes you crit on them. I'd like to produce flame, and I can throw it 30 feet.
Okay.
So I'm going to produce some flame and then toss it up at that.
Hell yeah. You throw a fireball at the sphere. You hit it. It turns blue. The wind starts going right.
Brace. Hi. We're braced.
Okay, so then,
everybody braces themselves again.
Brace.
She'll touch it.
And then, well, first I'm going to, because it has a range of 30 feet, now I'm going to infest it with it.
With bugs?
With bugs?
With spiders.
Okay.
Oh, maybe the spiders will attract an eagle.
You make bugs appear on the sphere. The bugs bite the sphere. It turns green again, and the air blows down. Whoop. From the platform.
Brace, brace, brace.
Brace, bracing, brace, brace.
Goes okay. Without saying, we're bracing, we're bracing.
No need to be abrasive.
Still touching it.
Okay, now she'll touch it.
Turns red, starts blowing up.
Okay, now don't touch it again. This is the direction we need it to blow so we can somehow use the wind to propel us onto that platform.
Okay.
But I don't know how we're going to get 200 feet. That seems like a real humdinger of a distance.
Does it feel like we could jump up into the gust?
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Are you saying we should trust the gust?
Trust the gust. I will also say that, remember when I told you guys about the mountain below? You guys aren't falling Beverly off the tower height if you fall. You're falling for 40 to 100 feet. So the most it would be is 10d6 of damage, which is a lot, but that's a really high roll.
That's some comfy damage. You're right.
All right, let's jump.
All right. All right, y'all. I'm going to chill touch it, mm-hmm. And then we're all going to trust the gust.
Okay. Capes out.
You guys are, there's only three platforms that are close to you guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So maybe we do it one by one.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'll go last. All right. I'm just shooting off chill touches while people jump up.
So you shoot off chill touches. Presumably you're kind of cycling through the ones that go right and left and such.
No.
Okay. You chill touch it.
Wait.
It turns white and you guys start going left.
Wait. Start going left?
I think this thing, it's not like chill touch makes it red. It's like it goes red, then white, then green.
Okay,
it's like
we're cycling until we get to that red.
Okay, so you go from white to blue to green, back to red. On red, it starts blowing up.
Red means go.
Deploy.
Who's going?
I picture this almost being like when they use like the port keys in Harry Potter that they like get like sucked away.
Oh yeah.
So hard one, you're going?
I'll go first.
Hard one. You jump. The wind picks you up as you sail towards this middle platform.
Hard one, Stormborn. First to fly, first to die, brother.
You sail towards this platform. You land on it. As soon as you land on it, the sphere turns white and begins blowing left. What do you do? 3, 2, 1.
Jump to the next platform.
Cool.
To the left.
You jump left. You jump left. You sail over to the left one. As soon as you hit the platform turns blue and starts blowing you right. 3, 2, 1.
Brace.
What do you do? Brace. You fall off. You fly off the thing.
Why?
You can't brace this giant wind that took you 200 feet.
That's fair.
So you blow
he's
off
got
the
you
mountain.
There.
See, you didn't trust the gust.
You gotta trust the gust.
I roll a D100 to see how many feet you fell first.
Oh, dear.
Jesus. 90 feet. So 96.
So the order is red, white, blue, green.
So you jumped. So when it blew at you, when it was blowing to the left, you hopped to the left?
Yeah, and then it started blowing right.
So then presumably you would hop back to the right.
28 damage.
28 damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I was born of the storm! Worry not, brothers!
Are you okay?
Kind of. I did really want to be the first one across, and now that's not going to happen.
Okay, take a minute, buddy. I'm getting some paper out.
Olcop joins you trying to take notes. You hear the earth elemental guy.
Are you all right, man? She's tricky. You got to watch out.
You said she was dumb, but this puzzle's really fucking hard,
man. Do you have any... Hey, Mr. Rock Guy, do you have any cheat codes?
Yeah, you just, I don't know, you build mountains and shit. And, I'm gonna go back to my throne.
Would you mind building us a mountain in the middle of this so we could just jump across?
She'll kick my ass if I get too close.
So, Hard One, you're able to, you climb back up the peak after, falling so far.
Ah, okay. Hey, guys.
And the sphere is blue now.
It's blue.
There was a gust that took you right.
Is the pattern of the orb always red, white, blue, green from what we've observed?
From what you've observed, yeah.
Okay. If it's on blue, that means the wind is going to blow right.
Yeah, but if we have to start on red to get mm-hmm. over there to begin with.
Right, to go up.
Unless I'm chill touching it. Mm. Oh, I wonder if that's what it is.
You have to override it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I wonder if that's what it is. I have to override it with my chill touch.
But doesn't the gust blow as soon as you touch the platform?
There's like a split second.
All right, okay.
Well, he was able to land on the platform like successfully and make a decision, so there's a beat.
If you're able to slap that ball before Hard One lands, that would be able to change the flow of the wind. Yeah. But you're only going to be able to change it once or twice, I think, maximum.
Yeah, how many chill touches can I get in?
You haven't tried.
Just reach up there and see how many you can slap.
So the first one's left, so that would take him to the next one. But then...
If you let it blow him left, then yeah, you'd have to chill touch it on blue and green so that it would blow him forward on red.
Hard One's silent. And then, Jake in real life rubbing his chin just sitting here.
I don't know how to do puzzles, but I'm willing to be the guy that jumps.
Beverly is so excited.
Now, why don't we send you out
again? Just the Johnny Knoxville.
Beverly has his protractor out. I have a sextant.
So I chill touch it once. Mm-hmm. It gets him onto the platform. The second he steps on it, it goes white, which means he goes to the left.
The colors are red is up, white is left, blue is right, green is down. Is that right? Yes.
Okay.
Let's hope so. I'm just going to trust the gust every single time, and you guys are chill touching.
Don't trust the gust. Trust us.
It is really stupid that we're committing to using you again since you just got hurt, but I kind of think
I'm
going to
look at Bev's
what
amulet.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead and heal yourself. Yeah.
What were Hard One and Old Cop doing while Moonshine and Beverly were having a puzzle club? Just
I was blowing air on my goggles, cleaning them.
Nice.
Old cop, wake up.
I forgot you got your beautiful little captain's hat.
Oh, yeah. This is what I was made for. What do I get for the amulet? It's D10.
Your three hit dice.
I just want to say for the listeners that Murph was grinning like a sick bitch that entire time. He just was loving our confusion.
I really hope that people draw their own maps at home. and I want to see how wrong they all are.
Yeah, just I would say the easiest way to describe it is that the platforms are like a square of nine platforms, like all in a little square, like surrounding
like a bingo
the perimeter
card with only three columns.
Yeah,
yeah,
a little free space.
Yeah,
Hard One, you ready to die?
I said dive.
What?
That amulet just put me back at full HP.
All right,
let's go.
Ooh, all right.
All right, you ready to trust the gust, brother?
Trust the gust.
Okay.
Said the man with the blunderbuss.
I also don't know how I'm going to get there once I... Oh, what is my...
There is a sphere on the other side.
Ah.
Oh, and that might help us. Okay. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Goggles on.
Goggles on. This is so cute. I like to picture that you're in like Olympian running pose.
Yes.
Just ready.
Here
okay.
comes young Elias, ready to make his daddy proud.
All right, Moonshine would like to... You know what I'd like to do is I'd like to... My chill touch hand, just have it hovering over the orb and
cool.
just be, like, doing, like, however many fingers.
Oh,
great. You're, like, a game show contestant that's, like, ready to hit the buzzer.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I'd chill touch it, create that spectral hand, and then bink!
Cool. You turn it to red. Air starts blowing up.
Hard One jumps.
Hard One takes a running jump, trusts the gust, flies through the air, lands on that platform.
Gotta trust the gust.
The sphere turns white.
Quick, hit it
trust
two times.
It.
Hard One, it begins blowing left.
Two times, slap it.
No, yeah, he
oh, wait, no, never mind.
It.
Sorry.
Hard
that's,
One,
yeah,
what do you
that's
do?
That's right, I go left.
Cool, you jump.
That's right.
Hard One, you jump left. You hit the platform. Sphere turns blue.
Bink, bink.
You hit it twice?
Yeah.
Cool, turns red. Hard One.
Trust the gust.
What do you do? Where are you going?
I'm leaping forward to the middle,
okay.
middle guy.
Hard One, you leap up. Trust the gust. You get to the middle platform on the left side. As soon as you hit the platform, sphere turns white.
Dink, dink, dink.
You hit it. Okay, you hit it. Dink, dink, dink. Great. You get it to red. You begin blowing up again to the upper left corner.
Trust the gust.
As soon as you hit the platform, it turns white. Three, two,
I, bink.
Hit it again. turns blue. Hard one, you start to blow right. What do you do?
I'm jumping towards the middle platform on this in the sky.
You jump to the middle platform, and the sphere turns green.
Bink!
You bink it. Hard one, you successfully jump over to the air temple.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, that
the storm is
was
born.
Nice stressful. Work.
I high five the chill hand.
You take 78 damage.
It was a crit.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay, let's do that three more times.
I won't make you guys, once you guys have it cracked, you've figured it
okay.
out.
Okay.
Okay, so what happens when he touches a sphere?
Oh, the sphere, can I touch the sphere?
Yeah, so now you can touch the sphere.
All right, great. So I'm going to touch, bink, 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 get you guys all over.
Wait, is that sphere lower down?
That sphere is lower
okay,
down.
Cool.
It's in the air temple.
Nice.
Great.
So he binks us across?
Bink, 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 mm-hmm. Cool. Bink, bink, bink.
Jake, could you bink them across?
Of course I could.
Okay.
Hi, is your Uber
give
driver?
Him, Emily, give him your notes. I'm going to see if Jake can...
Okay.
Who wants to trust Jake to bink them across?
I don't even need the notes. I could bink it.
But it's really? Gonna, you can bink it?
I could bink it.
Okay.
All right, it's going to be the...
All right.
I wrote notes, too.
I trust Hard One.
Hard One
do you want me
slouch.
To go or does somebody else want to go?
Come I'll go. On.
Beverly will go. Okay.
Come on, young scout.
Oh. Okay, Hard One. What do you... So you just went... it was just red, but the gust of wind already went.
Okay. So I'm going to bink, bink, bink.
Okay, so you, white, blue, turns green.
Bink.
You bink Excuse it again, me. Turns red, starts blowing up.
I run out. I trust the gust.
Beverly runs out and trusts the gust. Does a big jump. Bev, you land on the platform, and the sphere turns white and begins blowing you left.
I trust the gust again and jump left.
Great, you jump left. You land on the platform. Sphere turns blue. Hard one, what do you do?
Bink, bink.
You...
Wait.
You bink it, bink it. It turns red.
Okay,
Bev, you start to blow forward.
I run and I jump and I shout, great binking, buddy!
Bev, you successfully land. Turns white.
Bink it to blue.
Bink it to blue. Bev, you get over to the right once.
Yep. I do like a cool aerial cartwheel.
Nice. You land, it turns green.
And I open my arms wide, bink it one more time with my new hat.
You knock it with your head, you bink it over, sphere turns red and blows you up, Beverly.
I say, woo! Coming in hot!
Kalukalay, Beverly.
Kalukalay!
I'm now picturing like an elemental footwear brand that like looks like little Hercules sandals and it has two slogans, either just bink it or trust the gust.
Oh man, one on each soul.
All day I dream about binks.
So Bev is blown into Hard One's waiting arms.
Or you could say he was binked into Hard One's.
He was binked into Hard One's waiting arms.
It's a bink made in Bevan.
Oh, wow. High stakes binks.
That was some scary binking, man.
I know.
Don't bink now.
Don't think, bink.
I knew that the platform changing the sphere was going to knock at least one person off of the mountain.
Yup. Trial and error. Okay, can we say that we successfully...
Yes, so then the rest of you guys successfully get over. So you guys all bink your way over. You
can
all...
Pawpaw bink separately? I'd like to give him like a heroic moment.
He falls off the mountain and
no!
dies.
No!
He falls 20 feet and dies.
I bink him because I want him to know how it feels to be like a flying rodent.
As soon as the first gust picks him up, he just flies like a piece of trash in the air and just instantly first red sphere flies to the air temple on the other side like 1,000 feet.
So much more powerful
just
than us. Look at
smacks
that jump.
Hard One in the face, this flying possum.
There
I say,
go.
Papa, I know you've been jealous of the sugar gliders.
He crawls in your overalls and is shaking.
Is this the cold or the scary? Do you see a sugar glider up there?
Sugar gliders are the only crick animal that have the same name.
Cool. So you guys all land in the Temple of Air. It's some real Soul Calibur shit.
Ooh.
There are pillars holding up the roof, but it's essentially just a big floating marble platform. The wind is whipping all around you guys. There's this like mini tornado in the middle of the room. until suddenly this tornado calms down and takes shape. You see this air elemental titan who's only visible because her body looks to be a series of tiny cyclones and storms. There's little flashes of lightning all over her. She's wearing an elvish-looking black breastplate, very elegant, with a black crown. And you hear a voice go, "You are in the presence of the Queen of Air."
Sorry, I can't hear you. Why are you whispering?
Very funny. It is impolite not to bow. Go ahead and make a dexterity saving throw.
Really?
Everybody.
No. Bev's getting
everybody?
Flashbacks.
Everybody make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, I got 21.
21.
Can I bow?
Yeah.
I want to bow. I like her.
Cool. I don't want to, but I guess I have to. I rolled a 12.
Bev got a nat 20.
A nat 20. Okay. Yep. The air basically pushes you guys down to fall to your knees. Moonshine elects to bow on her own. Bev, Cobb kind of catches the air for you and he falls down onto his knee. You're fine. You're just standing there. Hard one, you do fall down to your knee.
I look at the
again?
Air.
Again? Hard one, you can't keep off that knee today.
The only person I bow to is Mama.
I look at the queen and I say, "Your Majesty, did you toot? I thought I felt like a little breeze or something."
Old Cobb just goes, "Kid, are you trying to get blown off another fucking platform, man?"
Whenever Bev is too high in the sky, he gets really spicy.
"Did you just suggest that I passed wind?"
"It's only natural. We met your brother. He was kind of gassy. Maybe it runs in the family."
"This is how I pass wind!"
And you suddenly see four tornadoes whip around all four of you guys. Everybody roll me a dexterity saving throw.
That's an 18 for me.
16.
Cool. Ooh, 18!
So you guys see four mini tornadoes come up around you guys. You feel yourself about to be restrained, but all three of you break free, but you see Cobb held in this mini tornado that then hovers over the open sky. And that's where we'll end our episode.
No, Cobb!
A literal cliffhanger.
Whoa.
Ooh, very nice.
It's not that clever.
It is.
Guys, that was a fun one.
Woo.
It was very fun.
I'm sure people will hear an expedited version of the puzzle solving, but
if you're on the Patreon, we'll release the unedited.
That's a 9-hour podcast just, where we spend a full hour just screaming at Murph begging for the answer.
All you hear is just me talking, mumbling off mic, and the crinkling of paper.
Join us for our new podcast, Puzzle Dullards, once a month.
there were 8 spaces.
We quietly do the Sunday New York Times crossword puzzle.
That's what the water elemental is.
I'm really stuck on this across.
So guys, head on over to patreon.com/NADDPOD to hear the after show. Don't sing yet. Guys, check out me and Emily's book. It's Hey You Up, How to Turn Your Booty Call into Your Emergency Contact. It's available on Amazon and on Audible. It's a satirical relationship advice book. Caldwell, where can people watch Big City Greens?
Oh, you can watch it on Disney or the Disney Now app or Amazon or iTunes. And when this episode comes out, a new episode of mine will have aired on Wednesday. It's Ooh. Called Parade Day. It's a fun big city parade spectacular. I had to draw a lot of buildings.
Hell
I
yeah.
love that they give you all the hardest ones.
Draw buildings and cars.
Oh, yeah. Buildings and cars. And parade floats.
Also, I think there's still a few tickets left to our live show in Seattle. Guys,
that
go to
may be true.
Guys, go to headgum.com/live and get tickets to our first ever show in Seattle.
I may or may not have watched Frasier every single night in the past week because I'm getting hyped for Seattle.
We're getting ready.
There are going to be Frasier puzzles in the episode.
I'm going to cosplay as Niles for that.
Go there. Go to our live show to catch Niles and the rest of the band of boobs, as
Murph,
we're all known.
Can I play Niles for
can you, wait,
can
no,
I role play Niles no. for the
wait,
live show?
What if she wild shapes into Niles? What if she Niles shapes?
Oh, let her Niles shape.
Let me Niles shape.
Jesus Christ.
People are
returning tickets as we speak.
She won't Nile shape.
Guys, follow us.
Maris's tiny bird hands just couldn't support the weight of the bracelet. So here you go, Daphne. That feels like it would be a line.
Yeah, okay, it'd be good.
Whatever, insider shit.
Okay, guys, follow us on Frasier. Twitter, at CHMurph is me, at Jake Hurwitz is Jake, at Caldy is Caldwell, and at EAxford is Emily. Caldwell. We will, and if you guys want to tweet about the show, tweet about it using hashtag NADPOD, that's NADDPOD.
We are youth of the nation. We are.
All right, everybody, it's the end of the show, so we're going to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders.
Oh, Melora heaps her praises on you.
I'm going to start it off with Matthew M., the Bullywug Prince. Doesn't floss, but his dentist doesn't notice.
Ooh.
Doesn't need to floss.
That's a deception check, brother.
He's flossing.
Joe N., the lover of Lucy. Joe and Lucy are true romantics of Bohemia. Once went on a moonlight stroll in the evil crick fog. They haven't come back, but we're hoping for the best.
Oh, damn, Joe,
that's like a
and
Van
Lucy.
Morrison song.
They're probably just necking in there.
That's true.
Brad D., the only pebble pot that isn't craven. He's currently in Moonstone tracking down a senior tour group that Denny lost to a troll in the swamp.
Sorry, I didn't get to say snog in the fog. Go on.
Also a romp in the swamp.
Ooh.
For Brad D. Jay Loma, 72, a.k.a. Steelbreaker, Hard One's gym rival who once outlifted him on the lat pulldown.
I did not edit this Council of Elders, and I don't approve of that.
Well, Hard One's still got him beat on, like, the core lifts, you know, like deadlift.
All right, cool. No, that's
bench,
fair. That's
the
fair.
Lat pull down. He's got a better back. I'm sorry.
I'll give it
lats
to Lomas.
Lats are awesome.
Yeah.
Andrew A., a.k.a. Feldspar Liegarden, the half-elf. As a half-elf, Andrew likes to spend fall in Galateron, but summers at the Crick.
Ooh.
Metropolitan.
Summers at the Crick, that's when all the brown leaves come out because it gets so hot.
Yeah, it is muggy at the Crick.
Oh, yeah. You get mugged by bugs.
Taylor Pawpaw the Sixth, a legendary bard to whom no item isn't an instrument. That includes gnome bones.
Yeah, fuck him up.
He's the Band of Boobs' favorite musician.
Yeah.
Blood songs.
Dylan B., a super weak wizard who wields 12 swords. One of the swords is controlled telepathically and would honestly be pretty impressive if he weren't so bad with the other 11.
I love the game of telephone that's going on with Dylan B.
Yeah.
They were not always a weak wizard.
I like the idea of a wizard who, like, it just insists on having swords.
Yeah.
Simon W., the bootleg of Hard One, soft loss. He's got thin calves and skinny arms, but he did not doom his mom's soul. They play bingo every Tuesday.
Oh, what I wouldn't give.
Danny P., Bohemia's resident artist, painted Hard One's senior portrait at the Dwarfenage. Hard One was allowed to bring a prop that reflected his personality, and he just brought a big rock.
Oh, how relevant that is now.
Tom P., father of the realm, serenader of sleeping babies, could probably win back Theala with a stern, Full House-style dad talk, but she's always flying around in the clouds.
I love
stern
that. A little acoustic guitar.
Yeah, a little
in.
Music. Mm. I think you could get her back. Let's hope for the best. Spencer Caskbrew, patron elder of libations, ale maker to gods and heroes of Bohemia alike, produces a malt beverage called Galateron Ice, which Egwene used to sneak into parties.
Egwene's so cool.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's dope. Pedro E., Bard of the Mountains, whose tunes are always playing in the noise-canceling earbuds of the rock elemental Titan while he bangs on his throne.
In perfect time.
All right, next up we got Griffin S.D., a.k.a. The Stranger, the Silver Dragonborn Eldritch Knight, and owner of the Badger's Pint Inn and Tavern. They invented the concept of half-price apps at Half Hour.
Oh, wow. My God. Now that is a fucking altar. I would bend as many knees as
That's
I had.
That's pre-Applebee's. That's nuts.
Yeah.
I love a half price app.
So as much as you like Frasier.
Oh, God, I'm painting a terrible picture of who I am. I mean, it's accurate, but it's terrible.
Danielle the Dastardly Gnome, Goldsmith of the Realm, was the real-life inspiration for Mike Myers' hit character Goldmember in the film Austin Powers in Goldmember.
Wow, I did not know that.
Hugh C., a.k.a. Haldor Frostback, MVP of the Giant Wars, crewed on the SS Stormborn and fought alongside Elias and Red, a barbarian warrior from the frigid north, slept naked in the crow's nest because everywhere else on the ship was too stuffy.
I'm just picturing a little flaccid penis just like
just
flitting
blowing
in the window.
Furiously in the wind. In
like
the
wind. A flag.
That's like how you know which direction the wind's coming from.
You hear skin flapping all night.
That's the origin of wind socks. You put a sock on your penis. Manny the Mundane, accidental deity who got in the way of a lich's spell to reach divinity. Whenever you burp and think you're going to throw up, but don't, that's Manny the Mundane watching over you.
Wow.
Thank you, Manny.
Manny.
That happened to me this morning, bud.
I have a lot of near barfs.
Manny's got your back, and specifically your intestine and esophagus. Daniel Yu, a.k.a. Multifor, owner of a sweet sentient boat that sounds like Gilbert Gottfried. Before they owned that boat, though, they owned an enchanted sea-doo that sounded exactly like Joe Pesci.
I don't even know if it's an upgrade.
Hey, I'm a sea-doo.
That's a lateral step. Aww.
That's awful.
I love that. Can that be the next character
hey,
that we
meet?
I'm a
fucking sea-doo. Hey.
You think it's funny? You like that I spray around the water?
You think? What are you laughing about, that I spray water?
Jordan DJ, legendary DJ of the realm. They wear a giant bullywug mask when they perform on stage and shake it fervently to get people excited while the beat waits to drop.
Ooh, oh, okay. I would
sort of
go.
A dead mouse of bullywugs.
Deadwug.
Yeah.
Deadwug.
Jeffrey S., Lord of the Fjord, Hoarder of Gourds, and Thwarter of Mortar.
Wow.
On a mystical quest to fit all their nicknames onto one business card.
Got to print that on an A5, pal.
We are here
oversized.
For you, Lord of the Fjord. We believe in you.
Xavier C., a terrifying mer creature who lures sailors away from their ship by promising to play Mario Party with them. They do, in fact, play Mario Party, but Xavier makes the sailors use a shitty Mad Catz controller. So, still pretty wicked.
I like how certain ones we just keep around because we like them.
Yeah.
Like, we also like saying mer creature, so it's just canon now.
Yep. Cutter W., a high elf dandy termed Crick Stumpatek, revolutionized Crick interior design by introducing them to concepts like plumbing, gas stoves, and carpeting, or as the Crick folk call it, fancy dirt.
Ooh,
fancy dirt.
This the kind of
dirt. That good
that
dirt.
That good dirt. You got that good dirt on your floor?
So soft.
Melora, you think you're special?
Lex S., the owner of the Lexus Nexus, an all-knowing orb that will answer any question and also loves getting pranked. Honestly, the messier the better.
Is Lexus Nexus like the pre-Wikipedia that was for libraries? Y'all remember that?
Yeah, it
that?
Was like software.
Yeah, you 90s kids remember that?
No.
I don't
Us
remember
90s
that.
Us 90s kids remember it.
I don't.
I was born in 2001.
Anyway, I fucking missed compact discs.
I was born in 2018.
Wow, Jesus.
As moonshine.
John S., a.k.a. Schubert the Mushroom, actually met the 1-Up Mushroom from Mario. But apparently they're kind of a dick in real life.
Ah, devastating.
I buy that.
Don't meet your heroes.
He would be.
Yeah, don't meet your heroes.
Kill your idols.
Kill your idols and don't meet your heroes.
James B., a legendary tour guide who resides in the Elemental Chill, a plane of existence where elemental titans go to just find themselves. The only person who knows how to properly massage the Earth Titan.
You have to get in there deep.
Mm-hmm. Can pick those scarabs out of his toes.
Ew.
And let us not forget Ryan M., a ripped elf who trained Ol' Cobb, helping him attain that vicious V.
Ooh, no, don't touch Ryan it. M. is who we have to thank for the vicious V.
Cobb's vicious V. He owes it all to Ryan M.
Thank M. for V.
Thank M. for V.
Elena C., she owns a sick, tricked-out minecart that has spinning rims as well as drills and dice in the mirror.
Nice. Can I get a ride?
If anything, I knew that cart was rare.
The fresh princess of Iron Deep.
Andrew M. set the record for most consecutive hours in a timeout bag down at the Crick. And you know what? He had the time of his life.
It's a fun time in there.
Getting kisses.
You don't know who you're kissing.
And Beardman Dan, the proud owner of a beard so luscious that a young mama once called it home.
Ah.
Wow. Pre-awakening? Wow.
That's fancy living.
Nice curling up in a good beard. You know, you got to do it every once in a while.
You just got it.
Scott D. He was actually the guy piloting the hot air balloon that Bev's uncle fell out of. And Scott D. was the guy that told him not to goof, but he just wouldn't listen.
His toe golds.
Can't resist a goof.
He fell out of the dang basket. he flipped right out of the dang balloon.
They used to call us the toe goofs.
Aaron C. is a... is an undertaker down down in Moonstone, and he threw Josh an amazing funeral that he did not deserve.
Spent a lot of money on catering, and no one showed up because he did kill his family.
Hermes W, the Bat King. Bohemia has a bat signal just for him, but it's more of a stick bat type of thing so as to not be sued for copyright.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good call, good call.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne is rich.
He's rich and real in this universe.
T. Alex L. performed an outstanding Devil Sticks routine at the inaugural Green Teen Jamboree.
Ooh, routine.
You guys talk about Devil Sticks so much.
Devil Sticks are freaking awesome. It sucks that we don't just all sit around using them all the time.
We should bring them to the live show in Seattle. Frank.
I'm more of a Fushigi guy.
Harley S. He is the teacher who taught Papa how to write.
No.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Harley S. It's helping Moonshine navigate this crazy world.
It's so nice that that Moonshine can communicate through Papa.
Dream team.
Parker E., a legendary hero of another realm who is about to kill the coward Balnor on the field of battle when he suddenly disappeared.
Balnor was about to slaughter some innocent elves that were hiding.
Balnor was standing trial for his crimes.
He was about to be murdered. For his transgressions against humanity.
Balnor is an escaped war criminal.
he killed some mischievous kids that had stolen a magic spell book because it was his duty.
Kyle McHugh, a master chef who discovered the tastiest part of the crawfish, the brown part.
Ooh, love that sweet and brown. That's why he opened McDonald's.
Everyone loves sucking out the brown stuff.
Sweet, sweet brown.
Come to McQuaddle's for a fresh brown.
And RJW is the stealthiest crook in all of Galateron, a crook who regularly steals Nana Kindleaf's Werther's.
Such a fresh child.
You got to have fresh fingies to do that. And, of course, moving on, we must celebrate Adam R., inventor of the arcade classic Bullywogger, where you play a bullywog who's trying to cross the Crick without getting hit by a croc. Great arcade classic.
There's only one level.
Yeah, there's only one level. Next up, Brent B. taught Alanis magic, as we said. Not wizard magic, though. Magic with a CK. So, essentially, taught her how to read tarot cards and open an incense shop.
Oh, wow.
Then, of course... We got Cassandra MHP, the first fighter to ever cleave. It's weird. No one ever even thought of it before Cassandra MHP did, but once she did it, everyone just couldn't get enough of it.
It's that bloodlust.
You just keep swinging the weapon. That's it.
Yeah. Then, of course, we got Matt C., a.k.a. Matty Big Crits, a.k.a. Matthias of House Crit, the savior of Hardwon and Old Cobb, who, remarkably, doesn't even know Hardwon's name. He saved his life, and he couldn't pick him out of a crowd. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, I'll never forget him.
I think they may have shook hands, but whether or not Matty Big Crits remembers Hardwon is debatable.
I think Matty Big Crits would, like, turn around if he saw Hardwon waving at him.
Well, Hardwon is the guy that took 10 of his friends to go get slaughtered by Ulfgar, so maybe he'll remember.
Well, Matty Big Crits showed up late, so all he did was see Hardwon get his ass kicked and then wake up in a bunk.
Yeah, he mostly watched Hardwon sleep. And then, of course, we got Ricky, Tricky Ricky of the Cricky, an extreme sports elf who loves doing sticky, icky bong rips and the slickest, sickest kick flips on their ripstick.
Dope, dude.
not a skateboard, but a ripstick.
What's a ripstick?
Canonize it.
They were a little bit popular like 15 years ago.
It's those skateboards that have like two sides that go in different directions.
It's the skateboards that are harder and you can't do tricks with them.
Oh yeah, those are dumb.
Unless you're Ricky Tricky of the Crick. E. Okay, Andrew R. owns the only rest stop in the elemental chaos. They will fleece you for a bottle of water, but it's the only water that doesn't have an elemental titan in it.
You know, so, you pay to not die.
Yeah. And then, of course, cannibalistic Cthulhu, a terrifying deity of reckoning and remorse, who also operates an Etsy shop that makes super manly mithril wedding bands.
Wow, I'm in the market, Frank.
I love a thick wedding band.
Michael McD, head mixologist at the Blue Mana Inn. They invented the novelty shot Crick Rot, which is just crick water, squid ink, and a pretty heavy dose of antibiotics.
Arguably insensitive. Sort of the Irish car bomb drink of Bohemia.
Oh, yeah, it's real rude when you... I mean, you know, everyone in Esri is just like, fuck them.
Right.
Then, of course, Blitzkrieg Dimitri, the famous dwarger who owns and runs the beloved franchise Dwarger's Big Borger, which has which has several secret menu items. Pro tip, order their fries Goatman style. The fries are covered in cum. They're covered in cum. Just
God.
Victor T, former Goatman who, after careful introspection, discovered a deep joy for the finer things in life and became a goat gentleman. No longer begs for death.
Oh.
That's great.
Good turning it around.
Yeah. Henry A, recently spotted on a baseball stadium jumbotron with Juan, the automaton, in Galateron.
I like the rhymes. They really get me.
Juan also has a ripstick.
He also has a ripstick. And of course, Penfield, the youngest healer in Galateron, the Doogie Howser of clerics, performed their first greater restoration at the age of 4 and kept a daily steam-powered journal of their adventures. Very cool. Oh,
dope.
A steam-powered journal?
Yeah, well, I was trying to think of like the equivalent of a computer.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot how Doogie Howser worked.
You don't remember Doogie?
I remember Doogie now.
Teach me how to Doogie.
Okay. Look, I remember LexisNexis way better than I remember Doogie
yeah,
Howser.
Surprise. And finally, McPucks, the Codemaster, the digital hero who is timelessly coding our website, a wizard of the web, a sorcerer of source code, a necromancer of the net, and a warlock who does a real tight blood oath.
Oh,
you
yeah.
cannot wiggle your way out of that.
Hell yeah. Thank you, McPucks. And thank you to all of our benevolent Council of Elders. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to our Patreon subscribers. Head on over to the Patreon now to listen to our after show. And after that, we'll catch you next week with another episode. Thanks a lot, guys.
Later.
Bye, sweeties.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.